Joining us on the Newsline, Dr. Kelsey Moses, the owner of High Country Veterinary Hospital, with some cautions for you. Thanksgiving's coming up. We all like to gorge, and we can make some mistakes with our pets along those lines. Dr. Moses, welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a treat to have you back. So that everyone knows, you are the very wonderful sponsor bringing us the Pet of the Week feature twice every week here on KRDO's Afternoon News on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We thank you for that partnership, as does the Humane Society. It gives us lots of great opportunities to talk about dogs and cats that need homes. Now, the dogs and cats and other pets that are in homes are headed for Thanksgiving, and it's downhill from here to there, and lots of food and lots of things to gorge on if you're a people. But if you're a pet, that could be a problem.
You're absolutely correct. We all love, you know, getting together and eating all of the things for Thanksgiving dinner, and that turns into, you know, the day after Thanksgiving being one of the busiest days of the year for veterinary hospitals, with what we see all day long.
Generally speaking, what's the worst problem? Is it something as simple as overeating, or is it something that you inadvertently give to your dog, your cat, or other furry friends that makes them sick because it's toxic to them and we don't know it?
It could be both, actually. The number one issue we see the day after Thanksgiving in the clinic would be something called pancreatitis, to where someone flipped a pet, you know, something fatty, whether it's turkey skin or something like that, under the table, and it's really inflamed their pancreas, really upset their stomach. But you're right. The other type of gastric upset we see would be due to toxins, whether it's, you know, onion or garlic, something in the meal that was given to your pet, or it could be from the desserts, whether it's chocolate toxicity or something called xylitol. Thanksgiving food, you know, definitely needs to stay on top of the table, that's for sure.
Well, and yeah, we humans need to be a little more disciplined when it comes to our furry friends. And so top on the list to not feed your dogs and cats.
Definitely nothing fatty, no bones, no turkey bones, no, you know, chicken bones, anything like that, obviously, no chocolate, nothing, no sweets that have xylitol in it. If you're on a keto diet or, you know, sugar-free, those items have something called xylitol, which is very, very lethal to your pet. Also, something that people don't think about is the centerpieces a lot of people will use for tables. There's a lot of poisonous flowers out there that are blooming this time of year that people like to make decorative, you know, pieces out of, that all of a sudden you turn around and, you know, your pup's on the table and you have a whole new issue.
Yeah, a nice way to describe what happens in the aftermath. And so what are the signs to be looking for if we see our pets behaving unusually after Thanksgiving or on the day of Thanksgiving? We suspect maybe it's something they ingested. They could be choking or suffering from a very sharp bone in their gut or their throat. They could be suffering from something toxic. So what signs are we looking for?
Any signs, you know, whatever the cause of a GI upset is going to present the same, where you're going to have vomiting, you're going to have diarrhea, your pet may be hunched over in this almost like downward dog yoga pose because their stomach hurts so much. If your dog's lethargic, if they're not, you know, coming right when you call, all of those are, you know, the first signs you see where you need to call your vet the next morning.
Okay. Dr. Kelsey Moses, owner of High Country Veterinary Hospital, we thank you not only for your sponsorship of our friends at the Humane Society and Pet of the Week, which we appreciate, but we also very much appreciate your advice and guidance on how to keep our pets safe during this holiday season of excess. We don't want to lose ourselves in this holiday and start overfeeding the animals or give them something not good for them, because you really don't want to see all that many people on Thanksgiving Day, do you? Or the day after.
No, absolutely. Why ruin your, you know, long weekend with a trip to the ER?
Exactly. Dr. Moses, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here and giving us some very valuable information on KRDO's Afternoon News. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.